Visiting today with Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. We're going to talk exports in just a minute, but first, you guys are actually coming to Oklahoma next month, which doesn't always happen. So tell us a little bit about the planning conference that you guys have coming up in Oklahoma.
Yeah, we're excited, Casey, about being in Oklahoma City. I believe it's our first time to have a board meeting there. Strategic planning conference is what we call it. And yeah, we'll be there the week of November 7th. And we're looking forward to it with a lot of key partners are in Oklahoma, as you know, Oklahoma Beef Council, Oklahoma Pork Council, and we do a lot of work. We're going to have some speakers from Oklahoma State, Dr. Daryl Peel, and your Secretary of Agriculture speaking next week. So we're excited.
Everybody can go to this if they want to, right? If you're just a beef producer and you'd like to go and get a little bit more information, it's open to the public, correct?
Of course. Yeah. We welcome, we'd have to check and see. We got like a record attendance as well, which is great. But yes, we tend to, in areas like Oklahoma City in the Midwest, we get a lot of people that drive in for it, and you're welcome to join for one or all 3 days. We'd love to see you.
So you guys usually have these, as you mentioned, this hasn't been in Oklahoma before, but tell us a little bit about some past events and what people can expect if they do attend the sessions.
It's set up around several themes. Number one is we'll have a main general session on the first day, which is Wednesday afternoon. And we have several speakers lined up, including Mark Slupak, who's the head of the FAS Global Programs, which our MAP and FMD funding comes from, that really is a complement to a lot of the checkoff money that's invested in MEF. And so we will have Global Programs folks speaking from USDA, which is always a hit. I'll be speaking on the first day as well, kind of giving an overview of what we're seeing globally. And then we'll also have on the first day, we'll have Randy Block from Cattle Facts. We'll be giving a ag economic update on his take, both domestically and globally. And then when we get into the second day, this is really, we have a general session that morning early, which will focus on Japan. And then the rest of the day is our committee meetings. So we have four of them. We have a exporter committee meeting, which really focuses in on the packers and traders that are doing all the actual exporting. We have a feed grains caucus, which really focuses in on corn and soybean trends. And then in the afternoon, we have our pork and beef committees, which is really the two working committees. That's a combination of exporters and producers. And those four committees, I would say, in addition to the general sessions, are really the highlights because a lot of the work gets done there and you get into a lot of the details. So, and then we finish up Friday morning with our another general session, former USTR ag staffer from USTR, Sharon Bomer-Lauritsen, will be our speaker on Friday morning. And then we have the rest of our business session. So really, it's an opportunity to hear about the issues and more importantly, strategies to overcome some of these issues. And I left out one of the biggest things for networking purposes is our welcome reception on Wednesday night. Excellent opportunity to interact with all nine sectors of our membership.
Well, this is coming up at the Omni in Oklahoma City, the 9th through 11th. And if anybody would like to get registered, you guys can go to usmef.org. Just hit the little events tab and you'll see it pop up right there and you can get registered right there.